Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
what the bleep and Captain Cook and general things. Now, if you, I'm doing a little podcast while driving, so I'm sort of driving off and we'll drive into a friend's place, maybe for a short time, and then off to the gym. So it's not a long time here. Now, what the bleep was, there's someone who's left their lights on, poor bastard. Oh no, they're in their car. So that's one thing you, well, I always do. Okay, getting back to it. What the bleep was something in 2004, documentary, a quasi sort of confused documentary about quantum mechanics. And they made the point there that when Columbus first came to the natives in the Americas, the natives ignored him. They paid no attention whatsoever. And I said, I had a vague recollection of the Aboriginals doing that to Captain Cook. And then as I did various research over the time, I found more and more little episodes here of an episode here walking up to a woman and not responding, people running away, not responding. And it was only when I actually really read it in this book called James Cook, where it really chronicalised day by day the Aboriginals ignoring it, not valuing what the white people had to give to them, and at the end just trying to burn the people out. And the concept is that our view of quantum mechanics is very much the same view of the natives had to the Westerners when they first came in that view of quantum mechanics is that we just simply ignore it, we pretend it's not there. And this is the view that the natives had. So it's a very interesting thing. So hold that thought. I'll be back with you in a microsecond. Okay, I'm back recording again. I'm just going to be a little bit quiet and cautious as I put this baby into reverse and check I don't destroy anything in the meantime. Yeah, look, there's this... someone's made this connection and made a movie out of it called What the Bleep. It's all the rage amongst quantum physicists, I suppose, or quasi-quantum physicists back in 2004 when it was out. The idea was that we are living in a civilization which has turned its back on quantum physics because it's just too fantastical to understand. And I fully concur with that idea that the behaviour that you have is is not logical. You know, people's reaction to it is emotional, and it's not in a form that you could possibly understand of what's going on. It's not that it's wrong, it's just it doesn't correspond. Once you've understood quantum physics, seeing people's reactions to it is sort of hard to fathom. Okay, I'm just watching here. Sorry, I have to speak to you. I have to stop every once in a while and just concentrate on the traffic as I'm going around the place. Okay, so what actually happened is that Columbus experienced it, and Captain Cook experienced this not just once, but for several months as he was making his way up the coast of Australia. Every tribe, everyone ignored him. They would stand on the shore and look straight through the ship. People would walk up, his sailors would walk up to people, and they would sometimes be aggressive and say, go away. But they gave them trinkets and clothes, and they took them, and then later on they would find piles of trinkets and clothes on the beach. They just simply weren't interested in it. Could we come on board? No, we're really just not interested. We're just not interested in you. And this really fascinated Cook, because every time he used to have either have natives come out amazed. Oh, excuse me. Oh, sorry, that's great. I can't explain how beautiful it is to sneeze now. I've got a new heart rebuilt. and sneezing is no worry. I really enjoy sneezing out. And so this is an amazing thing. So Captain Cook spent months up there, and then the people came aboard his ship eventually. He got people aboard the ship. They saw a captured parrot and the captured turtles they had on board on the deck. Okay. Now, I'm just going to have to go up here and stop, which is not very far. Okay, so I'm going to have to stop now, and I'll get back to you afterwards on this amazing new discovery to do with this form of life. So we're not known at one point. I think it's any less of the Aboriginals for ignoring Captain Cook, the first whites there. They just simply looked through us. And again, you could get upset and emotional, but we have to really accept that people are just simply looking through quantum physics. I'm just going to get back to you in a short while. Okay, back chatting with you again. So, the basic story that we're coming across is that there's this idea of one complete, total way of human thinking not meshing with, easing out of this car park. I went to see a mate and he hasn't been there for several years. There you go, that's what makes up a war. I wanted to see him about a particular topic and just wasn't there. So, got my name and eventually I'll eventually get back to him that I want to contact him. And, okay, getting back to him. Talking about quantum physics and the rest of society, there's this thing where you show them something and they completely ignore it. They have sort of a form of thinking which is rejection. It's just completely not seeing it whatsoever. And in a sense, this was sort of known as a side issue with Columbus coming to the Americas first off. And it was, you know, people saying, hey, that situation here has been repeated now with quantum physics. And look, I would concur with that theory. I then, therefore, wouldn't say that's a route to actually understanding it, but it's a route to understanding the fact that most people don't really understand the depth of the ignorance at a particular point in time. Now, you come with the Aboriginals, and you've got this question about what could it be? And I had, when I read the first accounts of just walking up to a Aboriginal woman collecting shells or dinner and just completely looking through the the people, so it's not there, so it's not important, I thought, well, perhaps she's malnourished, she has dementia or something like that. I couldn't quite work out what was going on. Now, similarly, going all the way through, when you read it, it's much more systematic than that. In fact, when Captain Cook only worked out how to make contact, and the way you make contact with them, or made contact with them, is ignore them. If you ignore them as well, then there's this level of mutual ignorance to go forward. So this is really interesting. Now, what I really think is interesting is that you've got Humanity Mark 1.0, and the Aboriginals got to Australia by this humanity cooperative mode, and with cooperation they sort of supported each other and they weren't in conflict and actually moved into the continent in a very passive easy to make peace, you know, they make peace very easily. So that's humanity 1.0. And then we have humanity 2.0, which is conflict, resource hungry, and you grab a lot of resources, you create a lot of conflicts, and you push the resources together very, very quickly, and you create technology. And so humanity 2.0 is definitely there. Now, if there is a difference between humanity 1.0 and 2.0, then humanity 3.0 could be said to be quantum physics. That's where we become suddenly resource, not so resource hungry, and we suddenly say, hang on, far out. It's you're not looking at the amount of gold you have. You say, oh, this is multidimensional stuff. You start to become highly intellectualized and obtuse and discussion philosophical. It's sort of like humanity 3.0 sitting out there. And it's not surprising that humanity 2.0 has exactly the same response to 3.0 as 1.0 to 2.0. It's not this understanding, and then there's this realization that the next step is not confrontation. It's not telling one group off. It's not judging. It's just simply there is a recipe forward, but it's not necessarily logical. It's something to do with I don't know. There is this. It's not that what the loop's the right way to go, but there is this thing of where you start to work out. Now, the interesting thing is that the Aboriginals, when they boarded the Endeavour and saw a bird and turtle captured, that's what spoke to them. And in essence, one has to really understand that in quantum physics, people are going to see something. And in essence, it's really interesting that people are really responsive to the cat, the twin paradox. They're interested in very, very precise things which don't translate. It's this real story that we've got humanity 2.0, humanity 3.0 with quantum physics coming together. And some of the interactions seem baffling to us. You know, why would you not do this? Why would you ignore this? So we've got the characteristics in front of us here. It's very, very clear what's going on. It's two humanity upgrades interfering with each other. It's sort of like you've got one computer which has been upgraded, and all the other computers can't, you know, it sends files across the other computers, crash things, and the other computers do fault checks, and the fault check is that new computer. They've got this fault checking system, and of course it's this highly aggressive, highly explosive, highly, you know, it is thought musket shot, which is thing, and you have a whole series of complex structures within Cook's crew, which is a whole lot of people who can easily point their musket, and the control system there is to stop them pointing the musket, and the entire way of thinking is, I've got muskets, I'm going to fire them really quickly, and I'm going to interact with the situation. Of course, it's the irony is that it's actually humanity 2.0 trying to solve a humanity 2.0 to 1.0 interface problem with only the thoughts of humanity 2.0 going on. And for me, that's rather interesting, because we have this humanity 3.0, which is quantum physics, going into humanity 2.0, which is classical physics. And we are saying, oh, look, this is almost impossible to solve. And it is impossible to solve, because we are thinking of trying to integrate two incompatible grades of humanity together. And it will only cause distress. It's sort of like the Aboriginals you give something to them and they just put it, so you give them a piece of quantum physics and they simply say, what's this? This is a trinket. It looks nice. I'm going to put it aside. And so it just means that we have to actually inject human spirit personality into the quantum physics. And I think this is the way that's going to go. I think this can finally solve it for us. So it's sort of a long, hard trek. And I think this is the toughest thing yet. And I sort of, bits of it, I sort of feel, very much reading the Cook's journey, I've sort of had my Tahiti phase, sort of great enjoyment of life. And now I've have the brain damage, and that's been a little bit the wrecking. And it's during that wreck phase that I've been able to slow down, and they've made the very, very first 2.0, 1.0, and they've only found one solution, and that is they ignore you, you ignore them, and that creates a power balance that they can come up and they can interact with you. But the only thing they see, and the ship, they don't see any clothing, trinkets or anything like that. It's sort of like, that's interesting, but they do see animals, and this is very much here in quantum physics. Everyone sees the personality, the person experience, and it really, in a sense, it's a really rather complex way to get through. Now I have to go off now and do some training, and this will be a tough ask to get through. Okay, thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.